9 o'clock FBI International, 10 o'clock FBI Most Wanted. ABC all repeats, 8 o'clock Will Trent, 9 o'clock The Rookie, 10 o'clock The Good Doctor. NBC all new, 8 and 8:30, 2 new, Lopez versus Lopez, 9 o'clock Weakest Link, 10 o'clock Password. Fox 61 all new, 8 o'clock The Cleaning Lady, 9 o'clock Alert, Missing Persons Unit. And then 10 o'clock is their Fox 61 news at 10. PBS at 8 is Unforgotten Connecticut, Hidden History of Slavery. 9 o'clock is a new Julius Caesar. 10 o'clock is a new Frontline, Children of Ukraine. CW at 8 is a new Crime Nation. That goes until 10, and then there's 2 repeats of Friends at 10 and 10:30. A&E, it's all Neighborhood Wars. 8 and 8:30 are repeats, 9 and 9:30 are new, and 10 and 10:30 are repeats. American Movie Classics at 5:30 is Ghostbusters 2 from 1989, comedy starring Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd. 8 o'clock, Trading Places, 1983 comedy, Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy. 10:30, Major League 2 from 1994, comedy, starring Tom Berenger, Corbin Burnson, and Charlie Sheen. Animal Planet, 8, 9, and 10 are 3 repeats of Yellowstone Warriors. Discovery Channel at 8, this is all new shows. 8 o'clock, Moonshiners, 9 o'clock, Mud Madness, 10 o'clock, Distillery Moonshiners. Freeform at 7 o'clock, Alice Through the Looking Glass, 2016 Fantasy, Johnny Depp, Anne Hathaway. And 9:30 to 11 are 2 new episodes of Grand Cayman. FX at 7:30 is Deadpool 2, 2018 Action, Ryan Reynolds, Josh Brolin. 10 o'clock is a new episode of their series, Shogun. Hallmark Channel at 7, Shifting Gears, 2024 Romance, Kristen Booth, Catherine Burrell, Tyler Hines. 9 o'clock, Roadhouse Romance, 2021, Tyler Hines, Lauren Elena. Hallmark Movies and Mysteries at 7 is A Garage Sale Mysteries, The Wedding Dress from 2024. 9 o'clock is another Garage Sale Mysteries, Guilty Until Proven Innocent, and that's from 2018. History Channel, these are all new. 8 o'clock, Curse of Oak Island, Digging Deeper. 9 o'clock, Curse of Oak Island. 10 o'clock, Curse of Oak Island, Drilling Down. Sci-fi at 6 is Blade, 1998 horror movie, Wesley Snipes, Kris Kristofferson. 8:30, Blade 2 from 2002, horror movie, Wesley Snipes, Kris Kristofferson. And then 11 o'clock, Blade Trinity, 2004 horror movie, Wesley Snipes, Kris Kristofferson, and Jessica Biel. Turner Classic Movies at 6 o'clock is Days of Wine and Roses, 1962, starring Jack Lemmon and Lee Remick. 8 o'clock, The Pink Panther, 1963 comedy, Peter Sellers, Robert Wagner, David Niven. 10:15, Breakfast at Tiffany's, 1961 romance, George Peppard, Patricia Neal, Audrey Hepburn. 12:30, 2 for the Road, 1967 romance, starring Audrey Hepburn, Albert Finney. And I'll move on to the late night talk shows. Some are new and some are repeats. ABC 11:35, Jimmy Kimmel Live, this is new. He has Nick Offerman, Jack Antonoff, and Bleachers. NBC 11:34, Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. This is a repeat from February 26th. He has Austin Butler, Mark Ronson, Kings of Leon. NBC 12:37, Late Night with Seth Meyers, repeat from February 27th. He has Chance the Rapper, Margaret Qualley, Emilio Vitolo, Fred Armisen. CBS 11:30, Late Show with Stephen Colbert. This is new. He has Orlando Bloom, George Takei, Maggie Rogers. CBS at 12:37. This is new. After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson. She has Philippe Esparza, Marcella Arguello, Morgan Murphy. And Bravo at 10 o'clock. Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. This is new. He has Tom Schwartz and Kristen Doubt. Comedy Channel at 11, The Daily Show with guest hosts Dulce Sloan. This is new. She has Mayan Lopez. And I'll move on to Ask Amy. Dear Amy, I'm a sophomore in college. My girlfriend and I met on campus at the beginning of the school year and have been together for 6 months. We're both women. We're making plans for this summer. We're both looking into working at a beach resort. Every summer, I go to a reunion at my summer camp. This is a camp I went to for most of my childhood and through my teens. I was a counselor there for 3 years. The reunion week is a time when we former campers go back to camp to perform some maintenance tasks and help to prepare the camp for the summer. I really enjoy doing this work, and I like seeing my fellow campers and staff. It's a really special experience for me. My girlfriend is having a tough time with my decision to take this week away this summer. She says she will miss me too much, and she's heavily hinting that I shouldn't do it. What do you think? Signed, Camper for Life. Dear Camper, I think your girlfriend is really into you. I also think she's trying to manipulate and control you. A week apart can seem like a very long time when you are in the first throes of attachment, but that's the way it goes. Your girlfriend should not pressure you to forego something that is so important to you. This is part of your life, and your attachment, service, and commitment to this place and these people is an important part of who you are. A person who loves and respects you should on some level also celebrate this aspect of your life and character. This is a bit of a test of your girlfriend's maturity, sense of perspective, and her overall respect for you. So far, she's failing. If she pours on the pressure for you to drop this week-long commitment, then you should consider taking a vacation from this relationship. Do not cave. In the next letter, Dear Amy, I'm a man in my 20s, exclusively dating my girlfriend for the last 3 years. We're very compatible and are talking about moving in together. I have met her family members a few times socially, but have never spent much time with them. Recently, we took a trip to her hometown and stayed with her folks. Her parents seem very nice, and as far as I can tell, they approve of me. I'm a little concerned because while we were there, I felt like my girlfriend wasn't very nice to her mother. She acted very irritated by her mother and was snapping at her. She seemed to react to her grandmother the same way, impatient and bordering on rude. I witnessed this in person, and I've also heard her be this way with her mother on the phone. Lately, I have to admit that she seems to be treating me a little bit this way, too. When she is bothered or irritated, she snaps and is very short with me. I really did not like seeing her this way with her mother. I don't like being treated this way, and I'm wondering if this is a red flag about our future. Signed, Snapdat. Dear Snapdat, mothers and daughters sometimes share a tricky dynamic. You're not likely to influence a lifetime of feelings between your girlfriend and the woman and the women in her life, but adults are supposed to be able to control their behavior. When she snaps at you, call her on it. And the next time you two are having one of those conversations where you're discussing each other's foibles and failings, you should tell her how it strikes you when you witness her being impatient and rude toward her mother and grandmother. I'd say that this behavior is a red flag, but it's also behavior your girlfriend can change, and she should absolutely be willing to work on it. In the last letter, Dear Amy, tired boyfriend reported that his girlfriend Chrissy had quit her job before Christmas and now only wants to be a stay-at-home girlfriend. You missed the most obvious point. Chrissy is clinically depressed. Your response, we all want to be a stay-at-home girlfriend, but life doesn't work that way, was heartless. Signed, Upset Reader. Dear Upset, I'm not a clinician and would never attempt to diagnose anyone based on a shred of subjective information. You probably shouldn't do that either. And I'll move on to horoscopes. Aries, March 21st, April 19th. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. Recognizing what to do will be difficult when something is tugging at your heart. Consider the ramifications of changing your formerly steadfast mind at the last minute. Take time to sit down and ponder a compromise. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. People may see a side of you you normally keep hidden. You may usually make a point of staying cool and collected. This chaotic currents are threatening to bubble up, so it could be a good idea to spend a little extra time on mindfulness. Be wary of drastic mood shifts. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th. Duality is likely very familiar to you. You recognize the necessity of using what you've learned in life. Balancing these different aspects takes effort. Allow yourself the confidence to be yourself. The more you're able to perfect this mix, the more success you should see. Cancer, June 21st, July 22nd. Trusting another person isn't always easy. There's a level of vulnerability that comes with trusting someone else. You can overcome this challenge by maintaining equilibrium between sharing and silence. Make an effort to balance your various interactions. Yes, even the people you'd rather avoid. Leo, July 23rd, August 22nd. You might seem more emotional than normal today. That said, being sad would probably tempt you to do the same thing. There's a tendency to overstep the boundaries you've set for yourself today. Consider asking someone else to be your accountability buddy. Virgo, August 23rd, September 22nd. Confusion can prevent you from staying consistent. You might feel like you're on top of things. At the same time, others are more inclined to be harsh than usual, so make sure you're able to fulfill any guarantees you have made. Broken promises won't be forgiven easily. Libra, September 23rd, October 22nd. Are you chasing your dreams emotionally or logically? You might be avoiding planning things out, as it may require a lot of time that you worry you don't have. Still, setting up at least the bones of a plan would be worth it. Just a jumping-off point is okay to start with. Scorpio, October 23rd, November 21st. It might feel like your head and your heart have switched. Perhaps you're in an odd place emotionally and mentally. Shutting down or acting harshly toward yourself or someone else probably sounds easier. Still, you'd be wise to sort through your thoughts and feelings sooner rather than later. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st. Pride and responsibilities don't mix well at this time. If tasks have piled up, you might be tempted to abandon ship and start all over with a clean slate. On the other hand, perhaps you can create a clean slate in one area of your life, refreshing you without requiring radical change. Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th. You may feel pulled between self-preservation and sharing with another. This inner tug of war can be difficult to overcome, especially when it seems as if either decision would likely benefit you just in different ways. Consider the opportunity cost of all optics. Aquarius, January 20th, February 18th. Other people could be ruling your heart at the moment. Their needs likely tug on your heartstrings naturally. It's a difficult decision to make, and finding a compromise between being self-serving and self-sacrificing requires a very careful balance. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. Indecision can make it difficult to be consistent. You may want to go in a million different directions. Like a car that drives left, then right, then backward, then forward, you're unlikely to make progress when you're trying to move in every direction. Find a way to home in on one or two specific paths. Okay, I'll move on to the celebrity column. Swift's music returns to TikTok. Swifties on TikTok can rejoice, for now. It seems scores of songs from Taylor Swift's catalog returned to the platform last week, just months after the singer's label, Universal Music Group, threatened to pull its artist's music over a licensing disagreement. The Grammy winners, Midnight's 1989, Taylor's version, Fearless, Taylor's version, and Folklore albums are among the snippets featured on her official TikTok page. And some of the celebrity April 16th birthdays. Singer Bobby Vinton is 89. Actor Ellen Barkin is 70. Actor Michael Gill is 64. Singer Jason Scheff is 62. And right now it's time for our break, so I'll finish the birthdays after this message.
Many Americans are clearly seeing their way to help those who save the nation, but have lost their sight. There are about 120,000 blinded veterans in America today, and that number grows by 5,000 a year as veterans return from current conflicts without their precious eyesight, and as veterans of other eras lose their vision to age-related eye diseases. They can all find help and hope through an organization founded in 1945, the Blinded Veterans Association. Its services are free to all veterans, not just members. Its field representatives are blinded veterans themselves, who counsel other blinded veterans and their families. They also act as role models and link veterans with services, rehabilitation training, jobs, and other benefits. In addition, blinded veteran volunteers work out of VA medical centers, providing counseling and information, and demonstrating how to use equipment designed for the blind. To learn how BVA can help you or how you can help it, call 1-800-669-7079 or visit www.bva.org.
Welcome back to the Back Pages. I'll continue on with the April 16th celebrity birthdays. Singer Jimmy Osmond is 61. Singer David Perner, 60. Actor John Cryer, 59. Actor Martin Lawrence is 59. Actor Peter Billingsley, 53. Actor Lucas Haas is 48. Actor Kelly O'Hara, 48. And actor Sadie Sink is 22. And Sunset Boulevard wins 7 Oliviers. A radical restaging of Hollywood film noir musical Sunset Boulevard was the big winner Sunday at the London Stage Olivier Awards, taking 7 trophies, including Best Musical Revival and Best Actress for star Nicole Scherzinger. Soccer-themed state-of-the-nation drama Dear England was named Best New Play, while Sarah Snook and Mark Gatiss were among the acting winners. Scherzinger was awarded for her performance as fading silver screen star Norma Desmond in a flashy revival of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Sunset Boulevard, 3 decades after the musical's 1990s debut. Her co-star Tom Francis won the corresponding Best Actor Prize as a struggling screenwriter fatefully drawn into Desmond's orbit. Jamie Lloyd took the directing trophy for the technically innovative production, which melds live video with the onstage action, and also won Olivier's for sound and lighting design. It's due to open in New York City later this year, and Lloyd predicted it would take Broadway by storm. The prize for Best New Musical went to Operation Mincemeat, a word-of-mouth hit based on an audacious real-life espionage operation that deceived the Nazis during World War II. Stranger Things, The First Shadow, a dazzlingly staged prequel to the Netflix supernatural series, was named Best New Entertainment or Comedy. Snook, the scheming Shiv Roy in Succession, beat a talented field that included Sarah Jessica Parker and Sophie Akinito to be named Best Actress in a Play for The Picture of Dorian Gray. Gatiss, co-creator of the BBC TV series Sherlock, won the Best Actor trophy for playing theater great John Gielgud in The Motive and The Cue. Gatiss beat Dear England star Joseph Fiennes and Andrew Scott, who had been the favorite to win for the solo show Vanya. Will Close was named Best Supporting Actor in a Play for his performance as a footballer, Harry Kane, in Dear England. Hayden Gwynn, who died in October, was posthumously awarded the Best Supporting Actress Prize for her final stage role in When Winston Went to War with the Wireless. Awards for supporting performances in musicals were Amy Trigg for the Little Big Things and Jack Malone for Operation Mincemeat. Okay, I'll read an article that was in the Current a couple of days ago. Throwing a party, drinks are on them. For Mobile Bar, it's all about unique personal experiences. And the article's by Pam McLaughlin. Veronica Winthrop, 28, has tripled her mobile bar business in the first year, but then again, she got an early start on what it takes to make customers happy. I've been working with my parents since I could walk, Winthrop said, referring to her mom and dad's Big Wave Event production company. Winthrop, a veteran bartender, and her boyfriend Alex Pock, both of Berlin, last year opened Wheels on the Rocks, a mobile bartending company. They bring the bar, built by Pock, to customers' corporate gatherings, weddings, birthday parties, and other events. They can also provide light appetizers and charcuterie boards. We want you to be a guest at your own party. It definitely elevates the experience for all your friends and family. There were so many things that made Veronica's business so wonderful, a customer said. The appetizers were tailored specifically to our employees' dietary restrictions and allergies, and they were raved about all night. The charcuterie boards were presented beautifully with a wonderful array of meats, cheeses, fruits, and nuts. Going into their second year, Winthrop said they've tripled their business through word of mouth and social media. Their specialty is creating unique and personal experiences. Dean DeMartinis said he hired them for an open bar for a 30th birthday party, and the first thing he noticed was the excellent communication. She is super friendly, DeMartinis said of Winthrop. The options customization was great. Everyone loved the drinks and had an awesome time. Winthrop, who has been bartending since age 18, is the face of the business and the one who makes the drinks. Pock is behind-the-scenes guy and graphic designer who built the rustic-looking wooden walk-up bar that can be set up inside or outside. Pock, who has multiple talents but admittedly not a traditional career, said he's always wanted to be an entrepreneur and finds the mobile bar business interesting. You meet a lot of people and everybody's definitely kind to us, he said. It's definitely not a boring job. Since the pandemic, more people are holding celebratory events in their homes, yards, or more private venues than a bar or restaurant. Her parents' Big Wave Event production company turns spaces such as gymnasiums into event venues using draperies, lighting, audio, and video. They also do some catering. Okay, there was an article in the Current. Barking up the wrong tree. Here's the truth between five common dog myths. And this is by the American Kennel Club. There are countless myths about our pets, some so old they've become facts in the eyes of many people. While some of these myths are harmless, many are filled with misinformation about a dog's care, temperament, behavior, and intelligence. Pet owners who act on this misinformation may not be meeting the needs of their dog. To separate fact from fiction, the American Kennel Club clears up some of the most well-known dog myths. The first one, dogs age 7 years for every one human year. This is false. This myth has been around for so long, most people see it as a fact. Although dogs do age quicker than humans, the 7-to-1 ratio is not perfectly accurate. Dogs age faster when they are younger, and then the aging process slows down as they get older. The size of the dog also plays a role in the aging process. Larger dogs age faster than small dogs. And a warm nose indicates sickness. This is false. The idea that a dog in good health should have a cold, wet nose is nothing more than another myth. The temperature of a dog's nose does not represent health or sickness. Using a thermometer is the only way to accurately measure your dog's temperature. And old dogs can't learn new tricks. This is false. We've all heard this expression at some point in our lives. This old-time myth probably stemmed from someone who had difficulty teaching their dog a trick and blamed it on the dog's age. You can absolutely teach an older dog new tricks, like how to shake hands, speak, or roll over. Keeping the training sessions short and fun while using plenty of positive reinforcement, like treats and praise, can help make the training process easier. Dogs cannot see in color. This is also false. At one point in time, it was believed dogs could only see black and white and shades of gray. This myth is still believed by many people today. Dogs have fewer color-sensitive cones in their eyes than humans do. However, it has been discovered that although it's not in the same way as humans, dogs can in fact see color. They can see blue, greenish-yellow, and yellow, along with various shades of gray. And a wagging tail means a happy dog. This is false. A wagging tail does not always mean the dog is happy. While a natural mid-level wagging tail does indicate the dog is content, most other wags indicate the opposite. A high, stiff wagging tail can be a sign of agitation in the dog, suggesting he's ready to protect something, while a low and quick wag may express the dog is scared and submissive. Okay, let's see. I have an article, streaming shows pop up on old-fashioned TV. Companies look to get content in front of broader audience. In the late 90s, NBC ran a promotional campaign with the slogan, "If you haven't seen it, it's new to you," aimed at boosting summer reruns of such hits as Mad About You and Frasier. Updated for 2024, the line would be, "If you haven't streamed it, it's new to you." Original series created to drive new subscribers to streaming platforms are showing up more frequently on linear broadcast and cable TV networks. Media companies are looking to expose the programs to broader audiences and fill out their lineups to help pay the freight as they battle to keep pace with Netflix. This summer, CBS will be running the first season of the Taylor Sheridan crime drama Tulsa King, starring Sylvester Stallone, a show that was made for streamer Paramount Plus. You can binge rival Peacock's new reality series, The McBee Dynasty, but if you want to kick it old school, individual episodes air weekly on parent company NBC Universal's USA Network. In January, ABC aired the first season of the Hulu hit Only Murders in the Building. It performed well enough for the network to plan on airing another season at some point. The trend runs counter to the perception that viewers looking for non-sports entertainment programming have abandoned linear TV. It may be true that many younger consumers who have grown up with streaming don't even own a TV set. But for media companies, linear TV, while on the decline with shrinking ratings and cord cutting, has turned into a marketing tool that expands public awareness of their streaming shows. Meanwhile, the streaming businesses are all under pressure from Wall Street to generate profits. Turning to linear networks is a means of generating more revenue to help monetize their investments in streaming. These companies are hemorrhaging money on streaming. None of it is working great. That's the issue. They're trying things out because that's what they should be doing. Executives say viewers can expect to see more original programs created exclusively for streaming services pop up on broadcast and cable channels. That's because the broadcast networks have the ability to reach more than 95% of the houses in the U.S. While cord cutting has reduced the number of homes getting pay TV, major cable networks are connected to about 70 million homes, still more than most subscriber-based streaming services. It's something we will continue to do because what you see in a fragmented marketplace, as popular as these shows are, they are still people who have not seen them. And, okay, I'll get to read you the thought for today. Love is when all the glitter falls off and you still see the person sparkle. Well, that's the way it went on the back pages. I'm Chris Mabey, and so long until next time.